Lady Fortescue Steps Out, a novel of Regency England, being the first volume of The Poor Relation by Marion Chesney, narrated by Davina Porter. Chapter 1. It is a melancholy truth that even great men have their poor relations. Charles Dickens. In the Regency, in an age when gambling had reached ridiculous heights and the aristocracy spent and wasted money as never before, there were many poor in London, miserable, half-starved, ragged creatures. But there were also the members of the invisible poor, the victims of genteel poverty, who, with many subterfuges and stratagems, hid their condition from the eyes of polite society. The poor relations of aristocrats who lived in London led a lonely and dreary existence, living on the charity of their noble relatives or on some meagre allowance from a family trust. Once a year they were taken out and dusted down and conveyed to some stately home where they made themselves as inconspicuous as possible, hoping to be ignored, hoping that regular meals and fires would last as long as possible. But the day would always come when they were packed up and delivered back to London and a life of genteel cold and hunger. What kept them from helping each other, what kept them apart, was pride. A small section of this miserable horde would have joined its fellows in dying, lonely and forgotten, had it not been for one momentous May Day in Hyde Park, when old Lady Fortescue met Colonel Sandhurst. Lady Fortescue lived in a tall house in Bond Street. The house was nearly all she had left, and she stubbornly held on to it. She had just reached her 70th year, a great age in the days of the Regency, when very few managed.